Excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, O Marvelous is thy name, O Lord. How marvelous is thy name, O Lord. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name, O Lord. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. Thy wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. Oh, how beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name, O Lord. How beautiful is thy name. How beautiful is thy name. How
the truth, we have a name so great, so beautiful, so marvelous. And tonight, that name is here with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You all welcome to the house of the Lord. And God richly bless you for making a way. You being here is a privilege. We thank the Lord and we bless his name. Shall we just moment Amazing Grace? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, how precious did that grace appear. I first believe. It has been the grace of God that has brought us together here tonight. And my brother, my sister, will you look up this moment and look at the grace that the Lord has given unto you. Just say, Lord, I thank you for this evening. I thank you, O God, that, Lord, you have given me this privilege to come to your presence. Just say, Lord, I thank you for the day. I thank you for my going outs and my coming ins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty hands, oh, that has prevailed in my way. Father, I thank you. I glorify you, Lord. Just say, thank you, Lord. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I bless you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Father, I say thank you, O God. Oh, it's a privilege, Lord. My brother, it's a privilege. My sister, it's a privilege. Oh, to be in the presence of God. Not everyone will ever have it this way. The Lord loves you. Oh, thank you, my God. Oh, blessed be your name, O Lord. Oh, that your grace is always amazing. Your grace has always been sufficient. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, what an amazing grace. Oh, that, Lord, even once we were blind, but Lord, you have made us to see. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Oh, once we were lost, but you came looking for us, Lord. You came looking for me, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you. When I look at the world today, when I look at what is going on today, Lord, I see that, oh God, you really love me, oh Lord. Father, I thank you, O God, that you predestinated me, O God. You knew me, your foreknowledge, O God, has never failed, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, you have conformed me, Lord, into the image of your dear Son. Father, I thank you, O Lord. I bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Lord. Heavenly Father, we really appreciate you, Lord, this evening. Your amazing grace, Lord, that has brought us together tonight, Lord. Father, when we look at how the world is going, Father, it shows how much, oh God, you love us. That, Father, you never allowed us, oh God, to be lost into this world, but that your grace has been sufficient, oh Lord, for us. And, Father, you've opened our eyes for us to see. And you, Lord, you have made our ears even to hear, oh God, the truth, Lord. Father, we thank you for yet another moment like this, oh God, as you've gathered us together. We believe that, Lord, it's your will that we are here. So, Father, we look unto you tonight, that all that, Lord, you have for us, just bless that word, oh God, tonight. And let it be a blessing, life unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn our scripture to reading of the word tonight. And we look at the word in Acts of Apostles 9. We read from 1 to 6. Acts of Apostles 9, 1 to 6. Sorry. Let's hear the word of God. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell on the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Amen. Let's pray once more. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. And Father, you are the author of your word, God. Lord, we present this word of God as we've read before you. The Lord, that the Holy Spirit this evening, O God, come and take his own word and make it alive, O God, unto us. Father, even let something be said, O God. Oh, even if someone is sick amongst us, Lord, healing will take place. Father, let something be said, O God. Even to lift up any gloomy heart, O God, and fill it with your glory. Amen. Let something be said, O God, that will bring real joy and life, O God, unto us. Amen. Father, we ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? you are once again welcome to the house of the Lord. And as you all know, we come here to examine ourselves by the word. Amen. To examine ourselves. As we see the time approaching, we need to get ourselves ready at all times and be sure that we are part of the very bride that the bridegroom is coming for. So we are here tonight to examine ourselves. And probably you might have been here every prayer meeting. And you have put your request before the Lord. And yet, till today, maybe the Lord has not yet met you with your request. The prophet said, you have prayed and met all requirements that God requires you to meet. And still, he is silent. He doesn't say anything. The prophet said, God does that sometimes to test you and see what kind of reaction you will have. Amen. Then he said, don't forget it. Don't forget it. That at times God does that to test you, to see what kind of reaction you will have. Amen. And so, brethren, if you are still looking for your request, don't despair. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, and he will surely meet you one of these days. Amen. You remember, I think you know the story of that man who had an infirmity for 38 years and was by the pool of Bethesda. This man had no one to help when the angel comes and sear the pool. That the first person who enters in, no matter what kind of sickness, you are healed. And this man was so weak, he had no one to help. But yet, this man stayed by the pool every day. Praise the Lord. Because he believed that one day, his faith and his hope will be answered. Not a question of his chance will come. No, not his chance. But the faith and the hope that he had, he believed that one day God is going to meet him. And surely God met him. Praise God. You know, the angel that comes to stir the pool is no angel but God himself. Praise the Lord. And this man, God, as Jesus Christ, it was in the pool, but he came right to him. Praise God. He presented himself to him and said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I'm so weak, I don't have anyone to help me. When the pool is dead, before I can get in, someone has already gotten in. He said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Praise the Lord. 38 years. He was still waiting. And God answered his prayer. Praise the Lord. So if we continue to hold on to that unchanging hand, we surely, he will come and meet us. It will not be a question of going to struggle to be the first to enter the pool. But he will come right down to you and say, what do you want, my son? What do you want, my daughter? Take it. Praise God. We have read a subject this evening. And as I've said, we need to examine ourselves. And our topic tonight is on a mission to Damascus. On a mission to Damascus. And we know the story already. Look at what the scripture is talking about Saul. That time, Saul the Pharisee. The scripture was talking, let's read it once again. It says, Saul, yet breathing with threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. You see? went unto the high priest, said, give me letters. I want to go to Damascus and bring all those people for persecution. See? He was going on what? A mission. He was going on a mission. And it wasn't a mission of what? Goodwill. That is the natural. And then we, spiritually, this our mind, this our thought, always go on a mission. Praise God. It always goes on a mission. You sit down to plan something. You sit down to think about something. You sit down to try to put something around to get something out of it. Your plans and all these things are missions that you are setting. And here we see a mission where Saul the Pharisee was going, not a goodwill mission. So my brother, my sister, tonight as we go through the word, let's take notice of this. That many a time, even our thoughts and what we think about, they become a hindrance unto the very gift that God wants to give to us. It becomes a hindrance. That is why we got to always examine ourselves thoroughly, my brother. This thought here, this mind, the things that they carry, we go on missions. It goes on missions. We plan something. Even how you think about a brother, how you think about a sister, is a mission. You are planning. Praise God. We got to watch these things because it becomes a hindrance on our way. Now I'm going to talk about another mission, and we compare these two, and you see that they move together. And that mission, that person is Balaam. And we can read his story in Numbers 22, from 21 to 23. We know the story when Israel left Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea. They were conquering nations upon nations till they came to the borders of Moab. And you know Moab is a brother to Israel. You know that? They are a family. Do you know that? Praise God. Maybe some, if some don't know, well, let me just explain that a little. When Abraham, God called Abraham, we know that he went along with what? His nephew Lot. And there was misunderstanding between them. And Abraham, you know the story already. Abraham asked Lot, Lot, just look around and make your choice where you want to go. Praise God. And we know the story. Lot chose Sodom. And when he went there, it was a city full of what? Sin. The Bible, the prophet said, if Lot had a little discernment, he could have known that Sodom has been preserved for destruction. So he wouldn't have near that place. And we know how Sodom was destroyed, but Lot was spared just because Abraham pleaded, interceded for him. And when he left, when Lot was asked to leave Sodom, the wife and two daughters, not to look back, you know the story, the wife looked back and he turned to be a pillar or a statue of salt, you see. But Lot went along with the two daughters and they went to live somewhere. Then these daughters said, we don't have any money here. So what are we going to do? So they gave their father wine to drink. And they slept with their father. And the elder daughter had the son called Moab. So that's the history of Moab. It's a what? A son of Lot. Praise the Lord. So when Israel came to the borders of Moab, the king of Moab, Barak, was so much afraid. Instead for Barak to appreciate the miracles and the great things God has used Israel to do, Barak rather was what? Jealous of it. So, he wanted to destroy Israel. And sent for a prophet called Balaam to come and curse the children of Israel. And he sent the messengers to Balaam, and Balaam asked them, okay, let me seek the face of the Lord. And the Lord told Balaam, look, those people, they are blessed. So you can't curse them. Praise the Lord. They are blessed. You can't curse them, so don't go. He woke up in the morning, he told the messengers, look, that's what God says. He said, I shouldn't go. So go and tell your king Barak that it's not possible. Then Barak sent another messengers, a higher messengers. And you know what Barak said? He said, verse 16 of Numbers 22. And they came to Balaam. Okay, let me start from 15. And Barak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said unto him, thus saith Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me, for I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. See, the second time he sent messengers, and now the messengers came with what? The report that he King Barak is going to promote Balaam, the prophet. And Balaam, once again, went to seek the face of God the second time. When God has spoken, it settles it. Praise the Lord. When God speaks, it's settled. Balaam was not supposed to have gone back to God again, asking, should I go and curse these people? But he went second time. Simply because of what? Simply because of promotion. Simply because of what? Maybe money. So he went the second time to ask God. And God said, go. God said, go. And that's what the prophet said. That was what? The permissive will of God. God has a perfect will. And that perfect will, when he has spoken, it is settled. The perfect will of God. Once spoken, it's finished. But when he went the second time, this is one scripture that has been confusing a lot of what? A lot of ministers. That God told him to go and then turn around to meet him on the way to strike him. You see? They don't understand it. But praise be to God. Because we have a prophet, we understand this scripture. That's the permissive will of God. said, go. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Balaam just took his ass and he was just speeding. And there was what? An angel standing on the way with a sword drawn. Because of greed, because of selfishness, because of popularity. He didn't even see the angel of God standing on the way. A mission. He was going on a mission. To do what? To honor the invitation of Balak. The mission was what? Not a goodwill mission. He was going to curse. That's another mission. He was going to curse. Till he couldn't see the angel of God with a drawn sword standing on the way. It wasn't like what Joshua saw. When Joshua had crossed over Jordan, there was an angel also with a sword. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And he was what? The host of the angel of hosts. His mission there, that angel's mission, was to lead the people into battle, to bring victory. But this Balaam, the angel he saw with the sword, he was there to do what? To destroy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Look at the two things. One, to fight for the people. The other one, to what? To destroy. My brother, my sister, there are many things that we go through. What we are looking for is an angel with a sword that will fight for us. Amen. Amen. Angel with a sword that will fight for us. And so that is the same thing, my brother, spiritually we have been meeting all the time. When we come here, we come and meet an angel. It's two things. Either the angel you meet is an angel that is going to fight for you, or is an angel that is standing here to strike because you have a wrong mission. Amen. 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 My brother, it's two things. Either you come here, there is an angel standing here. His mission is to strike. And that strike is to cut away all the losses, the things that are wrong in your life. Praise God. And you got to pray that God will open your eyes. God will give you the heart to hear and listen to that angel. And in another way, you come here, you see that the word coming, it gives you real joy. Is an angel standing here leading you to the battle, winning battles for you. But you must not despise any of these angels. The thing is, you must recognize. You shouldn't be like Balaam, who didn't see the angel. Till only the ass even saw an angel. The ass saw, an animal even saw. That is how many a time people have hardened their head. See? It puts you into Balaam's condition. Hardened your heart. Because there is something in your heart that you don't want to what? You don't want to release them. You don't want to abandon it. So it hardens you. When you hear the word, oh, the preacher is insulting us. My brother, when the message comes and it cuts you because it's what? Two-edged sword. Say amen to it. Amen. If it's something that actually hits you in your life, say amen to it. It's an angel standing here trying to cut away all the losses. Praise God. Don't be like Balaam. Balaam even didn't see the angel. Till the donkey, the ass, saw the angel and started even talking to Balaam. Balaam could not even recognize that he was speaking with an animal. See? Everything is so heavy upon his head that he was talking mouth to mouth with an ass. He couldn't even remember. Couldn't even recognize it. The mission that most of the time our mind carry us to. My brother, my sister, let's take notice of that. So we see that God, after he has opened Balaam's eyes, then he fell down upon his face. My brother, my sister, tonight, we want God to open our eyes to see what angel is standing here for us. I believe the angel who is standing here tonight for us is the angel that Joshua saw to lead in the battle for us. Praise the Lord. So let's look at another. So we see here, we see that here two people, Saul the Pharisee and Balaam the prophet. And take notice, they all believed God. Both were on a mission. And their mission were both against God's will. Their mission was against God's will. Saul the Pharisee and Balaam the prophet, they went on a mission. And both of them, their mission was against the will of God. Brother, my sister, what mission do we always take our minds to travel with? What do we want to achieve? What do we think of a brother? What do we think of a sister? What do we think about the church? Your working place, what do you do there? On your own life, what always is on your mind when you go out? Your mind, where does it travel to? Where does it go? Does it go to the word of God? When you are moving, ask yourself tonight, when you are on your own, where your mind always rests at? Where does it go? Ask yourself tonight, my brother, my sister, where does it go? It goes on a mission. And that mission that it goes, is it the will of God? One of the missions was to Damascus to run upward the children of God to be persecuted. And the other was on a mission to fulfill Barak's invitation to curse the children of God. They were all against the will of God. It was a mission of destruction. A mission out of spite and hate. And the other one was a mission out of greed and popularity. So watch all these things. Your mind travels. Where does it go? Is it out of spite? Is it out of hate? Is it out of greed? Is it out of popularity? Where your mind travels. The prophet said, Moab was by no means a heathen nation. Moab was a nation that served the same God that Israel served. And the land of Moab was originally started by Lot's son, by his own daughter. You see? Satan also has transformed himself into an angel of light. Moab, they were what? They were worshiping God. As we are seated here also worshiping God. But yet, their thoughts and their minds were always evil. My brother, let's watch ourselves and make sure that we have a clean heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When Saul Saul the Pharisee, he said, when talking about himself, he said, circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. You see, he was a sincere Christian. He was loyal. He was zealous. See? He was sincere, loyal, and zealous for God. But it was on the wrong side. His mission had been always wrong. And brother, listen. These three qualities, being sincere, loyal, and zealous, the devil has the same quality also. The devil has these qualities, even very great. Go to the stadium, and you see, when two opposing teams are playing, there you see what? Real loyalty. You see real zeal. People are sincere to their teams. The way how they will be shouting and giving what support. See? Very zealous. When they are defeated, you see them crying. See? They are sincere to their teams. I'm not saying those who go to the stadium, they are of Satan. No. But the spirit that is working in them, we are talking about. So the devil also has all these qualities. But we must make sure that these qualities that we have, it is on a rightful mission. Amen. Our sincerity, our loyalty, and our zealousness must be towards what? A good mission. As Jesus Christ said, Saul the Pharisee is talking about his sincerity, his loyalty, and his zealousness. But Jesus said, except we, let's read it. He said, unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of what? The Pharisees. We can never enter into the kingdom of God. So our righteousness must exceed the righteousness of what? The Pharisees, my brother. So what mission? Now let's look at another mission which was taken by Moses and Joshua. That mission was the will of God. Praise the Lord. That mission was the will of God. And now compare to Saul the Pharisee and that of Balaam. Saul the Pharisee and Balaam the prophet, their mission was their personal will. Their personal will. They went to ask to go on a mission. You see? Saul went to the elders, give me letters to go to Damascus. It was his own will to do that. The same also, Balaam went to God to ask permission to go on a mission. But here, this mission of Moses, it is God's will. God sending him. So, my brother, my sister, all our mission, let's make sure our mission is the will of God. That God is sending us. Just like the scripture says about when God was going to send Moses on a mission. We see it in the Exodus 3:7. He said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. I am come down. See? Let God come down in our lives and give us what? The leadership to go. Praise God. Brother, always whatever you want to do, compare it with this. That will be the will of God. Anything that you want to do, put it up across this. That will show that it is, if it matches with the word, then it is what? The will of God. It is not your own will to do it. Any action that you want to do, any action you want to take in your life, put it on the word. Make sure that it goes with the word of God. It is the will of God for you to do those things. Then you are on the right mission. Praise the Lord. Look at what he told Joshua also. If we wait on the Lord and the Lord sends us. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, God said, told Joshua something. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Praise the Lord. If we wait on him, then everywhere the sole of our foot will tread, we have dominion over that place. Because we are moving with the angel of the Lord, with the sword that is going before us. And when you look at verse 5, he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's God sending you. God being part of your what? Your journey. Wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, he's giving you power and dominion over it. And no enemy, no devil, no sickness can stand before you. That is the will of God for us. And all that we need to do is what? To surrender to him. Praise God. Amen. We surrender to him so that he sent us, not we trying to move forward to do something on our own. Just wait on the Lord. As he said, when Paul, when he saw that Christ was speaking to him, what did he say? Oh my God. This thing is giving me a lot of... Let's go back to our scripture that we read. Acts 9. What did Paul say? Paul said, yeah, and he trembling, verse 6, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? This is something that we always have to ask God when we go on our knees, when we want to embark on any mission. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Praise the Lord. Seek his presence. Seek his face. And when we do that, he says that whatever, wherever we go, we have authority, we have power, we have dominion. Nothing can stand before us. It shows that we have an angel of God that is going before us. So my brother, my sister, our mission, what we always think about is a mission, and we got to find out whether those missions, they are from God or they are not from God. So we see these two different types of missions. One being the will of God, and the other one being the people going to God and say, Lord, I want to go. And when you go, like Ahimaaz, he was running without a message. See? Brethren, tonight, we're going to examine ourselves. Because all these missions, wherever our mind travels to, it shows whatever we are planning. You got to still think back and say, what I planned to do yesterday, what I planned to do some time ago. Just look at it and see whether it lies according to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Let's examine ourselves, brother. From today, we have heard something from the Lord, that anything that you are thinking of is a mission. You are sending your mind towards something. You have to weigh it and see whether it is of God. Because if not, it becomes what? Your own self-mission. And it's a mission of destruction. Let's come back to him. Say, Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do? That, Lord, I want to embark upon this. I want to give it into your hands. That, Lord, wherever I go, I know I have dominion and authority over everything that comes my way. That is what tonight we are going to ask the Lord. That, Father, I pray thee. I want to do this. I'm moving forward on this. Lord, I surrender them to you. I want to. The angel of God to lead me in this. I don't want to go on my own. I want the angel of God to lead me. That's my mission. I want to accomplish something. Lord, come in and take over anything we want to do. Let's place it before the Lord. That the Lord takes over. The Lord leads the way. Praise God. Many a time we do things, we don't even consult God. We don't even seek the face of God. Today, this night, the angel of the Lord is here. Moses' mission was going to the land of Canaan. They were going into what? The land of Canaan. That is exactly what we are doing also. We are also journeying to a what? The land of Canaan, spiritual Canaan. Praise God. And as we are going, we need the angel to lead us in every aspect of our footsteps. It's a matter of what? Surrendering tonight to him. That, Lord, all that I want to do, I bring it before you tonight. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to do? Tonight, surrender everything to the Lord. That, Father, this is the mission I want to take. This is where I want to reach. This is what I want to do. Lord, I'm presenting them to you tonight. That let the angel lead me. I want my mission to be a mission of goodwill. A mission where it is your own will, not my own will. Praise the Lord. So we are on our way also to Canaan. As Moses was on his way to Canaan, Joshua was on his way to Canaan, it was the will of God. And it is the will of God for us also to enter into what? Into that eternal life. So tonight, let's say, Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do? I surrender everything before you. I've examined yourself. If there has been anything that has been a thought against a brother, a thought against a sister, my brother, bury it tonight. And let your mind and your thoughts, your heart, be free before God. Clean before God. Nothing holding anything against anyone. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the will of God. And when we have made ourselves that way, then God will bring the angel with the sword. Not the angel to come and strike us, but the angel with the sword to lead on the way, to bring victory unto us. Praise the Lord. So we are on our way. My brother, come, let's sing our song, I'm on my way to Canaan land. How many believe that? We are on our way to Canaan land, and victory is always, we have an angel before us, going before us. Brother, tonight, just surrender everything to him.
Surrender your thoughts, your mind, all what has been on your mind. Just surrender everything to him. What you plan to do, surrender everything to him. The mission to Damascus was not a mission of goodwill. But the mission to Canaan was a mission of goodwill. It was the will of God. So we are going on Canaan. And you know the journey of the Israelites. They went through many things, but the Lord was with them. Let us be Joshua or Caleb. Joshua and Caleb that were able, starting from the beginning and to the end, they entered in. Joshua and Caleb on our way to Canaan land. Let's stand and sing that song. I'm on my way to the glory land. And I want the Lord to lead on the way. I want the Lord to bless my footsteps. Every step that I take, let the Lord give me the authority and dominion and power against powers and principalities, against sickness and diseases. As we travel along, Lord, let the angel lead us. We want to take the right mission. And our thoughts, Father, we surrender them tonight. The thoughts about our own brother, about our own sister, Lord, tonight I surrender everything. I believe in this house, no one has any evil thought against a brother. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that in this house, everyone has a right and a goodwill thought for his brother, for his sister. I believe it. Is it not it?
Amen.
Oh, is it not it? That I say I believe that every thought here, the mission it goes, is a goodwill mission to his brother, to her sister. Isn't it? The amen is so low. Every mind, every thought here, the mission it goes, it's always a goodwill mission.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Goodwill mission. Praying for a brother, praying for a sister. Loving your brother, loving your sister. Your mind is on a mission. Let that mission be a mission of goodwill. Not a mission of destruction. A mission of hate. A mission of spite. But a mission of goodwill.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do you love your brother?
Amen.
Do you love your sister?
Amen.
And then we are on our way to the glory land. All those who had wrong missions, they perished in the wilderness. All those who had wrong missions, the people that rose up against Moses, they all perished. Because their mission was wrong. So if tonight there is anything, your mind, the mission it goes, if it's not a goodwill mission, cancel it tonight. Say, Lord, tonight I cancel every mission against my brother. Evil mission against my sister. I cancel them tonight. So that I'll be on my way to the glory land. Amen. My brother, just give it to us.
I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way. Salvation is free, right on your car. Salvation is free, right on your car. Salvation is free, right on your car.
I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord, I'm on my way.
Hey,
if you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way. I am on my way to glory land.
I'm on my way
to glory land. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I am on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way. I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way. Glory land, I am on my way to glory land. I am on my way. Praise the Lord, I am on my way.
Are you sure you are not on your way to Damascus? You are not on your way to Damascus, but you are on your way to the glory land. Not to Damascus, but to the glory land. See, watching you. The Lord is watching us. We will sing that song. Maybe you are covering it. He's watching you. Don't cover it. He's watching you. Let's sing that song.
All along, all the road to the soul. To above, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this gray eye is away. There's an eye watching you, watching you, watching you every day. By the stroke of the sun, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. As you make life's great fight, keep the pathway of right. There's an eye watching you. God will warn not to go in the path of the foe. There's an eye watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day by the cost of us, watching you, watching you. There's an eye on me watching you. Fix your mind on the goal to sweet home of the soul. There's an eye watching you. Never turn from the way to the kingdom of day. There's an eye watching you. Watching you, watching you. Every day by the stars of the sun. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Watching you, watching you. Every day by the cost of pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an awesome sing, I watching you.
The song talks of itself tonight, of what we have heard. It said, mind the course you pursue every day, because he is watching you. Let us turn away from the road of to Damascus and turn on to the glory land. Let our mind go on a mission, a goodwill mission, and the Lord will bring the angels with the sword to lead in the way, to fight the battle for us. So tonight, just tell the Lord, create in me a clean heart as we prepare to speak to him. We sing this song in a very prayerful way, in real surrendering spirit. That Lord, create in me a clean heart. Even if you have a clean heart, still say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. My brother, as we sing this song prayerfully, prepare yourself to pray. The Lord, turn me onto a mission that is a mission of goodwill. My heart, create a clean heart. Let's sing that song.
Create in me,
as you prepare yourself to pray.
Clean heart, oh God.
Really sing it from the deep of your heart.
And renew right spirit within me.
The song you are singing mean what you
create
are singing.
Create in me.
The Lord will really create a new heart. He will create.
Oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God, and renew. Within me, cast me not away.
Cast me not
away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within. Cast me not away, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within me.
My brother, my sister, the devil will come and try to take you onto the road of to Damascus. Tell the devil, get behind me. The devil always comes and lay missions for us. He presents some missions for us. Let the Holy Spirit be able to discern when the devil comes. The Lord, let me only hear the still small voice. Let me only hear the still small voice. Just make me like Elijah. That when even I see the fire I will know that there is no God in. I will see the wind, there is no God in. I will see the earthquake, there is no God. I'm looking for the still small voice. My brother, my sister, it is the enemy that comes to present missions. Missions to Damascus. The Lord create in me a clean heart. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord, be my guide. Let my thoughts, oh God, always be clean. Let my thoughts, my heart, always be free. Let me always, Lord, be on the path to the glory land. On the way to glory land, Lord. That is the provided way, which, Lord, I always want to. Lord, tonight, my mind has been on a mission some time ago. A mission against a brother, a mission against a sister. Tonight, oh Lord Jesus, I turn away from that Damascus road. I make a U-turn. My thoughts, my heart, Lord, create a new spirit. Create a spirit of love in me, Lord. Create a spirit of fellowship with me, on me, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Take me out. Lord, lead me on the path of righteousness. Lead me, oh God, on the path of righteousness, Lord. All other grounds, they are sinking sand, Lord. Even when the devil comes, when the enemy comes, which we know he will always come, Father, let us recognize. Let our mission, O God, be always according to your will, Lord. So that, Father, wherever the sole of our feet shall tread, O God, we will have dominion and authority. In that even, no man can stand before us. No devil can stand before us. Because the angel of the Lord's host is leading in the battle. So we surrender to you tonight, O God. Lord, we thank you, we bless you. From tonight, Lord, we are reaffirm, O God, our faith in you. That your word, we will never depart from it. As Lord, you told Joshua, let not this law, the book of the law, depart from your sight. Meditate upon it day and night. And through that, you said, he will be prosperous, Lord. Father, we thank you that you have broken every fetters tonight. Now you have exposed the enemy to us. Tonight the enemy is exposed. When he comes, we will recognize him now. Our minds and our thoughts, oh God, will be directed towards the road to glory. We will never tread that path to Damascus anymore. You have exposed the enemy tonight. When he comes, we will shout him down.
How wonderful is thy name. Just sing that song you sang before we came in, we started. How wonderful is thy name.
How wonderful is thy name, O Lord.
How yes.
wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, how wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, how wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. Wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, how wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. How wonderful is thy name, how wonderful is thy name. How wonderful is thy name, O Lord. Thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, O Lord.
Let us pray. Father, we are most thankful, for we are a privileged people, Lord. How you have stored great things in the Bible for us, Lord. And Father, you have sent thy prophet to reveal many of these things to us, to show us, Lord, the things that you desire of us in this day. Lord, you have spoken to us through the preaching of the word, and you have shown us, Lord, how we must guard against our thoughts that come not in a good way, Lord, but, Father, to resist such thoughts, Lord. Father, and you have admonished us, Lord, unto good thoughts, Lord, for indeed we are striving to be like you. And, Father, in your word it says, Lord, you have good thoughts towards us, Lord. Help us, Father, that we may have good thoughts towards one another too, for we are your children and we want to be like you, Father. I pray for every brother, every sister that's here, Lord, that you would bless them, Father, that, Lord, you would help us, even as we would go home, to continue meditating only upon good thoughts. Lord, O God, help us, Father, that, Lord, our thoughts, Lord, may be pleasing unto you, Father. We pray for the children. May you help each and every one of them, Lord, and prepare them for this coming school season, Lord. We pray that you would grant them wisdom, Lord. Father, I do pray for our brother Maxwell, that you would restore virtue unto him, that you would bless him in his ministry and continue to reveal thy word unto him, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for the church And I ask, Father, that you would come and meet with us on Friday, Lord, as we would meet once again. We commit now every family, every brother, every sister into thine hands. As we go home, we pray, Father, that you would go with every one of us, Lord. Father, may you bless us, Lord, until we meet again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. We see you on Friday night.
How marvelous is your name, O Lord. How marvelous is your name. Thy name, how marvelous is thy name, how marvelous is thy name, O Lord, how marvelous is thy name, how marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name, O Lord. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name.